So, before we go into the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and then speaking in tongues, the practical aspect, I want you to know that God is not partial. God is not partial. Acts 10 verse 34 says, "Then Peter replied, I see very clearly that God doesn't show partiality." That is from the NLT version. God doesn't show partiality. Now, looking at the benefits of speaking in tongues and all the wonderful things that speaking in tongues, the benefits, the wonderful things you could gain and enjoy from speaking in tongues, you would say that it is very unjust, that if God had made speaking in tongues for some people only here, you would said it would certainly be very unjust to say that speaking in tongues is for some people only. No, so God is not partial. He doesn't show partiality. What he does for one, he does for all. If he has given the Holy Spirit to one person, then he has given to all. He is not partial, as he's not partial, and there are proofs in the scripture that God is not a partial God. God is not a partial God. You know, in the book of Joel, he said, "I will pour my in the last days, I will pour my spirit on all flesh." And then where we are now, we are in the last days. And that means God has poured his spirit on all flesh. God has poured his spirit on all flesh. That is upon the sinner, upon the believer. The spirit of God is upon everyone. But those who are able to, that are permitted to receive the spirit of God, not just upon now, to receive the spirit of God with the evidence of speaking in tongues, those people who are permitted to receive the spirit, infilling of the spirit of God to cause change, to improve themselves, are those who have received Christ Jesus, are those who are born again. Praise God. Praise God. I would like to just read a few scriptures to you to show you that God does not show favoritism. Speaking in tongues, the infilling of the Holy Spirit is something he has freely, something he has freely given to all. There's no partiality about it. It's for every believer. In fact, he has even poured it on upon all flesh, the Spirit of God. Sorry if I use it. Poured the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, on all flesh. It's just that it is only the believers, those who believe in Jesus, that can receive him actively with evidence of speaking in tongues and cause changes in their lives. Praise God. So Romans 2 verse 11 says, "For God does not show favoritism." Deuteronomy 10 verse 17 says, "The Lord your God is the God of gods and Lord of lords, who shows no partiality." Ephesians 6 verse 9b says, "You have the same master in heaven, and he has no favorites." 1 Peter 1 verse 17 says, "And remember that the heavenly Father to whom you prayed has no favorites." Hallelujah. Romans 10 verse 12 says, "The same Lord is rich unto all that call upon him." So if you call upon him today, you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost just like others, because God is not partial. Every good and perfect gift comes from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. That is, with whom there is no partiality, no changing. Praise God. And the Holy Spirit is a gift. Is a gift given to you. He has been poured out on all flesh. Is a gift. And if you have received Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are permitted to receive him into your life. Receive this gift into your life to change your life with evidence of speaking in tongues. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now we are moving on to the practical part. Are you ready? Are you ready to receive this gift? Are you ready to receive this gift, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, and speak in tongues today? If you are ready, then you will speak in tongues today. God bless you.